This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, what economics can learn from reading great literature. Economist Morton Shapiro is also president of Northwestern University. He's co-author with Northwestern Arts and Humanities professor Gary Saul Morson of a book called Sense and Sensibility. That's sense with a C as in dollars and sense. Professor Shapiro, good to reconnect after all these years.
Same here, David.
Before we get to the humanities solution that you propose, let's start with a bit of the problem. There was a lot of rethinking of economics in the wake of the 2008 financial collapse. Y'all haven't fixed that yet?
You know, I love being an economist. I've been teaching and publishing in this area for almost four decades. But my field has a certain amount of hubris that isn't readily justified by the accuracy of our predictions or the effectiveness of our policies or the reality of our behavioral models. So I think we need to be a little bit more open to other fields.
And so give me the example. For instance, if you don't mind, Anna Karenina, I mean, some will argue the greatest work of fiction. An economist can pick up that volume, dive deep, and learn something?
I think an economist can. David, I'll give you one recent example. So when the U.S. government put sanctions on Russia in terms of reducing their imports of foreign goods, what did Putin do? You know, he imposed self-sanctions to exacerbate the situation. And a lot of people said, what? You know, rather than complain about sanctions that were put on Russia, he said, I'll take that and I'll one-up you. You know, I think reading Anna Karenina and reading War and Peace and books like that, you could understand more about the Russian national identity to better anticipate those kinds of unusual and unexpected actions.
Now, we've been trying to fix economics using humanities. Humanities could use some work. There's a lot of students, a lot of parents that don't fully appreciate what the humanities have to offer these days.
Yeah, some people feel that humanities in and of themselves, the truth and beauty they impart should be enough. And we argue that's true. I mean, that's great. But then also they have wonderful applications. And in the field of economics, the stakes are higher because a lot of other fields people publish and, you know, they write op-eds, whatever it is. But we actually have an outsized impact on policy. And when you have that kind of an impact, you have a responsibility to get it right. And again, we believe that literature is one window into human behavior that can make our policies more effective, and not only more effective, but more just as well.
Northwestern University president and economist Morton Shapiro is author, along with Gary Saul Morson, of Sense and Sensibility, What Economists Can Learn from the Humanities. That's sense with a C, like 50 Cent. President Shapiro, thank you.
Thank you, David.